Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Reigniting Men's Lives. I am your host, Michael Hilton. So if you're new here, then this is a podcast that's really about daily insights and interactions that I'm having with other men that want to become better men, better husbands, better fathers, better self-leaders, that want to improve in business or in their work environment, guys that want to create consistent results across the board in their self-mastery, their health and their body, their relationships and their business and work. So this is kind of like insights around conversations I have, guys. So today I want to talk about this notion of you know, having this big vision and a big goal for your life. Now, I see this, and I encourage this, you know, over in the man cave. This is something that we are working towards, is about achieving desired outcomes in their lives. But why I talk about the four key areas, because what I see with a lot of people, and I'm speaking from experience here, this is my experience from this, like, I had these big goals and visions in my business, right? I sat down, I writ out my goals, I writ out my visions, what I wanted in my business, but I never sat there and writ out my goals and my visions in my relationships, right? I never sat there and writ out what is my vision and goals in my relationships with my wife, with my kids, and with my family and friends and stuff like that. I never sat there and writ out my vision of who I wanted to be as a man. I never writ out my visions and my goals as my health and nutrition. It was all just focused on work. And I see this with a lot of guys that I have conversations with. So, you know, they've got this big vision, big goal where they want to get to with their job or their business. And at the beginning, the missus is involved, and they're like, yeah, let's do this, let's work together, let's get this going, let's do this. I do apologise, there's a bit of wind interference, guys. It always just seems to get windy when I'm podcasting. But what happens after a period of time is there's a lack of communication, right? The guy gets caught up so much on achieving that desired outcome in his business that his relationship starts going south. And I have conversations like this time and time again. Now, I want to confirm to you, I am no relationship coach or expert. But what I have done myself is experienced very much this, to the point where me and my wife were very close to splitting up and separating many times, to the point where I was blaming her for a lot of this. I'm doing this for the family. You're being selfish. You're not supporting me, right? And to the point where I was just constantly in this place of blame, right? Never my fault, it's always someone else's fault. But what happened is I kind of see something different there and shifted it and changed it and took responsibility myself. Like, I just got to a point where I was like, listen, you know, maybe my wife is right what she's saying. And I hear this with a lot of other guys, that they're blaming their wife for not supporting them on this journey. But I always ask them, like, what is the purpose of this destination? Like, myself, what was the purpose of this destination? Why am I doing this? I'm doing this so my wife and my kids can have a better life. Great. When is that going to happen, right? Because we always get caught up. I say the word always, and I'm just careful with my language here, guys. Not always, but majority of the time, we get caught up in this. When I get there, when that carrot that's being dangled in front of me, I get that carrot, everything could be okay. But then what happens is 6 miles down the road, another carrot appears. And it's, oh, let's get that. Let's get that. And when you're not clear on what is enough, the answer is usually more. I love that. I love that saying. And that was come from the guy that I co-host the Mental Form podcast with. When you don't know what the answer is usually more, right? And the conversation I'm having with guys is like, I'm on this journey, I'm doing this for my family, but my wife's getting resentful, she's getting angry with me, you know, we're having struggles in our relationship, it's on the verge of splitting up, and I'm like, what is the purpose of all this? The purpose of all this is to have a better life for my family. That, I'm like, cool, but getting to that destination, by the time you get to that destination, you ain't going to have a fucking relationship, right? You're not going to have a fucking relationship with the person you're there co-creating it with, because you've spent so much time focusing on this and neglecting the most important thing. Like for me, when I was doing this, it was about it was about for my family. It was always about my family. I love helping people, yeah, but it was always about as well my family. I wanted to do this for my family, but the problem was is I fell for this misunderstanding that it had to come as an expense of my family. And I see this so often, guys. Listen, this is why in the man cave we focus on four key areas. Four key areas, not one, not two, not three, but four, right? Because it's bringing that balance into your life, right? And like I said to someone I was having a conversation with that's experiencing this, and they said, maybe I need to stop, maybe I need to calm down. I'm saying maybe. But maybe you can continue to be focused and get the shit done that needs to be done, right? And still have that time with your partner. Like the conversation was like, you know, in the mornings, my partner was asking me, you know, because I'm not communicating, I've got a lot of my mind. Where is the beauty in that? Like what? And I simply said, what is the purpose of it? Why are you doing this? What is the purpose of this? If it's always to get to the next place, you will spend your life trying to get to the next place. And when you get to that place, you'll kind of realize it's not good enough. It's not good enough. It needs to be more. It needs to be more. And instead, enjoy the process and enjoy the wins. Celebrate the wins. And then come together, right? So who'd be my suggestion if you're experiencing this, guys? Is regular communication with your wife. And this is what I said to this person I was talking to. I said, the biggest thing for me was on a Sunday night, me and my wife have an hour, between half hour to an hour, where we sit down and we look at how our relationship's going, how work's going, how our money situation is, right? We ask each other what is going on. Is there any unspoken words? In this hour, in this half hour container that we've created, we get to have more of a deeper connection and deeper conversations where it's about the person listening, right? So my wife could say, well, I think, and this is, she hasn't said this, but I'm just giving you a story. Well, I think you're not giving me any time, right? And you're spending too much time worrying about your business and worrying about work, but you're not actually focusing on the family. And it's not about me defending myself. It's sitting there and then looking back and saying, well, where is that true? Where am I doing that? Where is my connection with my wife? Because if we don't have these conversations, we don't build these connections with each other. If we don't have this time together to be heard, this is what this is about, is having your partner be heard. And I said to the person I was speaking to, I said, listen, right? When was the last time you bought your set of flowers, your wife some fucking flowers? Like when, date night, date your wife. You know, that has been massive for me, dating my wife. I sort it out, I get the babysitters, I get that all sorted, and I take my wife out and date my wife, right? I buy flowers for her. It's not about the date night, it's not about the flowers. What it is my wife got more excited that I actually arranged for people to look after the kids, because it shows that I'm thinking of her. That's the thing here, guys, this is the key. It's about you thinking of that other person. It's not necessarily about the flowers or the date night. It's more about she knows that you're thinking of her. Listen, every human being loves that connection, right? And if you're not thinking, your mind's always on what I've got to do at work, what I've got to get at work, there's a million things going on, then you have created that. Take responsibility, right? You have created that. Where can you slow that down? Where can you stop that? Where? And it's not about stopping it, it's recalibrating it, it's bringing it back. Okay, I'm spinning too many plates over here and I'm not spinning any plates over here. Right, why would your wife not get resentful with you and pissed off with you if you're constantly working and not spending any time connecting with her, right? And then you're not connecting, you're not having conversations, your head's a million miles an hour, and then you wonder why you're not having sex, right? And then when you feel horny, you just expect your wife just to bend over or do whatever it is you wanted to do, right? And you just expect that. And then you get resentful when that doesn't happen because your wife has needs. And it's not about, like for me, it's about meeting my wife's needs in a sense of being heard. This is what I try and focus on, is not try, but this is what I focus on, is listening to her. Let her be heard, right? You know, because she's at home with three kids or two kids, stressed out and burnt out. I come home, right, and then expect her to bend over or expect her to do whatever I want her to do and have sex. And she's not feeling sexual, she's not feeling horny, she's not feeling connected with me because I'm hardly speaking to her. I'm out working all the time and I just want to come home and have wham bam, thank you ma'am. And there's no connection there. Listen, right, listen. It's just simple stuff. It's about connecting, right? It's about the relationships. This is why we work on the four key areas, right? Self-mastery. You work on yourself, right? You work on yourself. You take ownership, right? If your wife's nagging at you, take fucking ownership of that and have a look at what you're doing, right? Because in my experience, the woman's usually moaning or nagging because you're doing something, right? And it's not always that you're wrong, but it's probably that you're not paying enough attention to her or the kids, or she's not being heard in the relationship. Number two is working on your body and your health, right? You know, having a body that's working for you, your health, so you're feeling vibrant. Number three, relationships. Number four, your business and work. Why does business and work come last? Because simply this. If you get those three, think about this. You get up in the morning, you work on yourself, right? You're working on your mindset. You're working on how you're perceiving things and seeing things, right? Then you're working on the body. You've got a body that's vibrant and healthy. And then your relationships are in order. How much more productive do you think you'll be at work instead of not doing any of those three others, going to work, and you're at work, you're not productive because you're feeling burnt out, your body's falling apart, right? You're looking at everything with a negative attitude, right, or mindset. Also as well, your relationship's in the pan. You may be going through your first or second divorce or third divorce, right? The kids ain't really speaking to you. You've got no connection with your kids. And then you've got to try and produce results at the workplace. Ain't gonna happen, guys. You'll be much more effective if you work on those three and then go into the workplace. Guys, that's all I've got for you today. That's my little rant over with. Just quickly, come and join us in the Facebook group. We've got a Facebook group called Reigniting Men's Lives. If you're getting value from this, come and join the conversation over there, guys. Number two, please leave a review on whatever platform you're listening to this on. And number three, come and connect to me, guys. I'd love to hear about you and your story and create a relationship with you guys. Thank you for listening. Create a fun, loving, extraordinary day. See you on the other side. Take care.